Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School, and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill. Today in Bajan History, November 30th, 1977, Bridgefield, St. Thomas. On this day, November 30th, 1977, the Nation newspaper, in celebration of the country's independence, gave focus on one of the nation's earlier free villages, Bridgefield, St. Thomas. The village was formed in January 1841, when 19 formerly enslaved persons from Mount Wilton, armed with £85 from a bequest from their former master, Reynold Alling Elcock, journeyed to the area called Rigby, or Social Hall, and bought 12 acres of land from Samuel Johnson. That bequest by Elcock was issued in 1820 to thank his enslaved people for their participation in offering assistance during the 1816 Busser Rebellion. Two of Elcock's most trusted enslaved men, Jeffrey and James, knew about the bequest, where all the enslaved persons on Mount Wilton would receive £5 annually on Elcock's death. Elcock was murdered in October 1821, and it took another two decades for the enslaved persons to receive their bequest, which by 1840 had amounted to £85. Woodville Marshall, in his Place Names of Barbados, informs us that Mount Wilton laborers, led by William Turpin and Callop Darrell, came down to Bridgefield and carved out 12 lots, ranging in size from half of an acre to 2.5 acres. This was a momentous occasion, as the free village gave them a measure of freedom, free from the clutches of the plantation tenantries. Indeed, 7 years later, in 1848, the new landowners at Bridgefield were able to vote in general elections because they had met the property qualification requirements. By 1918, the village contained 28 lots from 15 acres and grew to 28 lots by 1947. Fast forward to the Nation feature in 1977, written by Andy Thornhill. The village, which derives its name from a bridge which passes over a gully, had undergone key changes, even though the chattel house predominated. Bridgefield had all the modern utilities, water, electricity, and telephone. In 1977, plans had been made to create a playing field at Cane Garden, but had been stalled. Now, 47 years later, that playing field has come to fruition. The village has expanded, with a heavily patronized eatery and mini-mart, and two modern evangelical churches.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.